Texas Governor Seeks Stiffer Penalties for Human Smuggling. By Bob Price on March 1, 2023. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott asked the legislature to increase penalties for those convicted of human smuggling incidents. The state has seen a spike in attempts as criminal organizations expand their use of social media to recruit smugglers, Abbott told Breitbart, Texas. To me, this is shocking, Abbott began in the interview. Texans are going onto Twitter or TikTok or whatever the case may be, and seeing advertisements by the cartels offer to pay them money to pick up illegal immigrants and transport them elsewhere in the state of Texas. And that's a crime, the governor continued. But either it's not being enforced or the punishment is not serious enough. So I want a mandatory 10 years behind bars for anyone who is caught smuggling somebody in Texas. An illustration of this is the arrest of a Houston man in Kenney County who was recently arrested by Texas Department of Public Safety troopers for allegedly smuggling 8 migrants, including a child from Mexico, according to a tweet from DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares. A human smuggling attempt was thwarted in Kenney County after a TX DPS trooper stopped and arrested a driver from Houston. 8 illegal immigrants, including a juvenile from MX, were recovered. The driver stated he was getting paid $30,000 to transport to Houston. Hashtag Operation Lone Star pic.twitter.com/pry2jesu841. Chris Olivares, at LT Chris Olivares, March 1, 2023. The driver admitted to the trooper that the smuggling coordinator recruited him via WhatsApp and allegedly paid him $30,000 to transport the 8 migrants to Houston. In a separate incident in Kinney County, DPS special agents arrested 2 suspected human smugglers with 8 migrants from Mexico hiding in the bed of a pickup truck, Olivares tweeted. The 2 suspects from San Antonio were in possession of a handgun and an AR-15 rifle. TX DPS special agents coordinated a traffic stop involving suspected human smugglers in Kinney County. The stop revealed 8 illegal immigrants from MX concealed inside the bed of a pickup. Both suspects, of San Antonio, were arrested and in pos. Of a handgun and AR-15. Hashtag Operation Lone Star pic.twitter.com/jmox8l8l. Chris Olivares, at LT Chris Olivares, March 1, 2023. During his recent State of the State address, Governor Abbott made securing the border an emergency item. The designation allows the Texas legislature to prioritize bills related to this and pass them more quickly. The governor asked the legislature to create a 10-year minimum sentence for anyone caught smuggling in Texas. He also asked the legislature to enhance the penalty for operating stash houses to a third-degree felony. Finally, if human smuggling or stash house operations occur in an area under a disaster declaration, the governor asked for enhanced penalties. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.